Blog Talk Radio.
Looking at your handiwork, ocean stars and your creation. God of heaven, hope, God of all nations, in His splendor, King of all kings, our fortress, our shield, and protector. And everything in between. Eternal Father, eternal King, and eternal life. That's why we call you awesome, awesome God.
Yeah. God, praise God. If you are enjoying this wonderful praise tape by Pastor Badu of Ghana, West Africa, you can receive it. We would love for you to order this tape from us or from Pastor Badu if you are in the Ghana area. If you would like to have this tape through God's favorites, you may call me at 504-347-5797, or you may email me with your questions or any comments you have at viviangeorge2002@yahoo.com. But if you would like to order one of these tapes or several, you may also email me and let me know or call me at my home at 504-347-5797. You may write me at God's Favorites Ministry at P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70072. We would love for you to have one of these praise tapes. I think it is so wonderful. And if you are in the Ghana area, you may contact Pastor Stephen Badu and get this tape. And the tape is entitled I had it right here. I wanted to give you the title of this tape on what you will be ordering. Praise God. We are here. We are here. So contact Pastor Badu in Ghana, West Africa, and let him know how much you are enjoying the praise tape of We Are Here. And again, I say, if you would like to get it from us here in New Orleans or in the surrounding areas, you may get it through writing us or calling us. Thank you, thank you. We're so glad to have you here tonight with us on God's Favorites Ministry, praise God. We are so glad to be a part of an outreach all the way in Africa. We love to reach out all over the world to be encouraging each other in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Badu is such a wonderful pastor. He would love to hear from you as well. Praise God. So, if you call me, I can give you his number, and you might want to talk to him over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so thankful and so grateful, God, that you have loved us enough, oh God, that we can come together again, God, to praise your name, to give you glory. As the song was just playing, we come to give you glory and honor and praise. God, we love you because you first loved us, God. There is no greater love than yours, God. And Father God, we just thank you for that love that you have, oh God, so richly. Oh God, washed and showered us down with, God. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. Thank you for your grace, for it is sufficient for us. Thank you, God. Oh, Father God, for the program tonight as it goes out, that it will touch others' hearts as we encourage each other in the Lord. Thank you, Father, for those that are sick tonight. We pray healing, Lord God, that they will be healed from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We pray, Father God, that anything that they may be going through and seem as though, God, there's just no end, but we know, God, that you have all things in control, God. We just have to trust God, to trust you and believe you, God, forever, oh God, Father God, that we may be going through, because trials and temptations
and tribulations are sure to come. But God, we know a God who can bring us through everything. Maybe it's a son behind prison walls. Maybe it's a daughter, oh God. Or maybe it might be a family member, a husband or a wife. Maybe it's a divorce. Or maybe it may be drugs. Whatever hurt, oh God, that one is facing tonight, God, we trust you, God, that, Lord, you will step in on time, God, and you will turn things around. And I know, Father God, that you can do it because, God, you've done it over and over and over again. And, God, you are a God that don't quit because you love us, oh, God. Thank you. We bring all our cares and burdens and lay them at your feet. Praise God. And we trust you, Lord God. There's nothing, nothing that our God can't do. Lord, let your spirit, oh God, just blow through, oh God, and touch in a mighty way. Oh God, lift them up, oh God, where they may be torn down. Oh Father God, someone may be shining, crying, grinding tears, oh God. And Lord, they just don't know who to turn or where to turn to. But I know, oh, one that would never leave us nor forsake us. And it's you, Lord. Father, comfort those that need comforting. Oh, Father God, may have lost a loved one. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come in your name, God, which is above every other name. We come thanking you. We come praising you. We come asking your forgiveness of our sins. We desire to be cleansed, oh God, from anything, oh God, that might easily beset us. And we trust you, oh God, with everything, everything that concerneth us, oh God. Praise God. Lord, you are God. Thank you, Jesus, for that you are seated on the right hand making intercession for us. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, that you shed your blood for us. You died on Calvary's tree for us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, you've done it all for us. Oh God, we have something to shout about. We have something to talk about. We have something to extol about. Oh God, we have a shout in us because God, oh God, we're just so thankful and so grateful. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, praise God. We do, Father God. Thank you. Father, lay your hand on that son. Lay your hand on that daughter. Lay your hands, oh God, on that mother. Oh, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands, Father, on that father. Oh, God, oh, praise your name, Jesus. Deliver, oh, God, and set free. Oh, Father God, those that are in hospital rooms, oh, God, that are unable, oh, God, to come out. Oh, God, don't have the use of their limbs, oh, God. Oh, Father God, some of them, oh, God, been lying there for some time. Oh, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, oh, yes, Lord God, I recognize in your word, oh, God, how some had been afflicted for some time, oh, God, but I know, God, when you step in, oh, God, things changes, oh, God, when you step in. So, Lord, we are asking you to come in the midst of those that are in hospital rooms, in nursing homes. Oh, God, convalescent sinners. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord God, you are God and there is none other besides you. We worship you. Father, you said you created us to worship and to bow down, to praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you. We lift our voices up toward the heavens. From whence cometh our help? Because we know all our help comes from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Peggy Biden, my co-host, and I'll be right back with you. Bye-bye.
This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 7073. Area code 504-347-5797 is the number that you can take and you can call after the program is over. And to listen to our program, that area code is 714-409-0578. If you would like to give a testimony or ask for prayer, you can call that same number, 714-409-0578, and press 1. And that would let you speak, let us know that you're there and you want to give a praise report unto the Lord or request prayer. Now, on Friday nights, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program. Minister Janice Williams is the host, and it's on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578, on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. You will be blessed because it's only God's words that is going out, and it's something that we have to share with everybody. God is God, and He always will be God. Isn't it wonderful that God has kept us through this week with all the torrential rains and the rivers flooding? And remember, He is God of a second chance. Just think about what God has done for you. And Psalms 91, it says, those who go to God Most High for safety will be protected by the Almighty. I will say to God, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you can hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger by night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in the dark or sicknesses that strike at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. You will only watch and see the wicked punished. The Lord is our protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety. Nothing bad will happen to you. No disaster will come to your home. He has put His angels in charge of you to watch over you wherever you go. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will walk on lions and cobras. You will step on strong lions and snakes. The Lord says, whoever loves me, I will save. I will protect those who know me. They will call to me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long, full life, and they will see how I can save. Isn't that beautiful? They will see how I can save. We have some wonderful testimonies tonight. A friend of mine that I met through God's calling, she was on the street, living on the street with her son, 9 years old, walking up and down, couldn't find a place to live, didn't have enough money to afford an apartment. But God came through. He came through. Her disability was approved, and his disability was approved. And guess what? They now have their own little apartment. They're able to keep there, and they're able to be safe. Nobody down their bikes, nobody screaming at them, nobody looking at them, pitying. She has come out of that mighty, mighty miry clay that she was in. She called me and she told me, she says, my feet is on solid grounds and I intend to serve the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? He gives us a second chance on many times. In our lives, we can take and we can go straight, but God is always there to help us. He said, they will see how I can save. Isn't that wonderful? Whoever loveth me, I will save. I will protect those who know me. Isn't that wonderful? We look at the rainstorm that we had this past week, and we still see more rain. But you know what? God is there to help those people. The rescue workers, we thank God for them. And he's our rescue. All we have to do is cry out to him, and he will rescue us. Nothing bad would happen to you, he said, because I am watching over you. Let's pray for children with diseases that can't be healed. It seems that these mosquitoes are carrying a lot of viruses. And no matter what part of the world it is, children always catch diseases that needs to be prayed for. In some countries, measles and chicken pox is beginning to be dreadful. Ear problems, the ears need to be cleansed. And the problems of the earache and everything, every mother knows what that is when a child gets earache. Even to us adults, as soon as we get earaches, the blowing in the air, the putting oil in the air, and everything. But you touch those ears and you command that spirit to be broken in the name of the Lord, because God said we could ask anything in his name and it shall be done. Let's pray for people that's having surgery on their eyes this week. We have several friends that's up here from Honduras, and they're having eye surgery this week. Also stomach problems and pains in the body. I had a call from a friend of mine up in Missouri. She had a bad pain in her hip. She went to the emergency room with it, and it's caused from her bike. So let's pray for pains in the body. And let's pray for those that's grieving. Many of us have lost some loved ones this past year. Many of us are losing loved ones this week. Many people in the hospitals are going in and out. You never know who they are. But you come to the Lord and you bring that to God, and he will give you a comfort. And when God calls your name, he's going to call your name, whether you're small or whether you're big. When he calls your name, you come into that garden of memories with him, and you live on. I want to pray for the parents of children that have been taken in juvenile homes and they're separated. That's hard. No matter how bad a parent is, they want their child. And when the government steps in and takes that child from that parent, it's very hard on that mother and that father, no matter whether they're dope addicts or not. There's a part of them that's being missing. Let's pray for children's protection this week as they all go back to school and many of the other schools is opening and teaching the Word of God. We need to pray for those Christian schools that they can give that child a good example and let them know that God is God and always will be there to answer their prayers. We have to teach our kids to learn to trust God. We have to teach them that God is a great big God and he hears and answers prayers. Pray for our nation this week. Our nation needs good leadership, and many of our leaders are not doing what God wants them to do, but put them in God's hands. And you take and say, God, take care of our problems. Let us worship him and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord who's made us, because he is our God. Remember to share the word this week, and we thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program, feel free to call us, 714-409-0578, to listen to our program. After our program is finished, you can call area code 504-347-5797, and you can speak to our minister on Sunday nights, and you can also speak to our minister, Janice Williams, on Friday nights. Again, that number to listen is 714-409-0578. You will be blessed, and you will have a blessed week. Thank you, Lord. Sister Vivian.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Peggy. God bless you. God bless you. Well, I'm going to continue on from the past message that I was on the last time. I weren't here with you all last week out of town. But the last time I spoke to you, I was speaking on people who ruined their families and the families that brought down the fall of their nation. And I want to finish that topic up tonight, praise God, because sometimes when we are on a topic, we don't have time to finish it up. And we see so much. We see so much going on in our world today. And I think sometimes people are just confused, but you know it's written. Whatever's going on now, it always has been and it always will be. There always will be a fall of man. Why? Why do we have to have the fall of man? Because of the flesh. Man is in the flesh. So, that's why God has told us in his word to forgive daily. We have to forgive. We have so much going on as far as elections are coming up. We have so much going on as riots. We have so much going on as floodings and terrorists and you name it. It has got so much going on in our world today. And why? Because of man. Things don't happen unless it's man. Praise God. Sad to say it is. Man have disobeyed God. If you go back and read through the Old Testament up until now, man has always disobeyed God. But God still loves him because he made him. And we, as we look at this and see how man has been disobedient, and I know sometimes people will say, oh, that was in the Old Testament. But no, it is still going on today. We have so many children that are being raised by other people than their parent. We have so many broken homes, more now than ever before. We have young girls having babies like never before. So things are getting worse. People who have ruined their families and the families that have brought down the fall of their nation. So this thing, God told us it would start at the head and it would come on down. So we would have to recognize that we can expect things to happen in hierarchy, but God will bring it down. Whatever is done in the dark must come to the light. Let's look at the Shulamite woman that got a male child because of a homely, thoughtful wife. The woman was homeless. She was thoughtful. She was a good woman. A cooperative husband. A hospitable family. And we're going to look at 2 Kings on that. 2 Kings 4, 8 through 10. 2 Kings 4, 8 through 10. And it reads as, "And it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither." She was thoughtful. She wanted to show him love. Her husband was cooperative. They was a hospitable family. We do have families that are so loving and so kind, that are willing to help. But we also have just the opposite. We see today where men are falling left and right, whether it's ministry, or whether it's in the office, or whether it's in the home. The home is being broken in so many ways, so many ways. We have to pray even the more because the divorce rate is so high. Look what Joshua said. The family that chose to serve the Lord, because a husband that knows God, that's what we are looking for. A man that is going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. A man that loves God. A man that knows God. A man that chooses God over anything else. A man that he was a man also that had a conviction. Family members that obey their family head. That's what we need. Family members that will recognize who is the head of the house and be obedient to the head. Many times I say to people, if I go into a house and I don't like what's going on, I respect the head of that house or else I get out. We don't know how, we don't respect authority anymore. We think that we can just go and do what we want and take over where we want and disrespect where we want, but that is not God. That is not God. God wants us to respect wherever we are and be under authority. We just can't walk over people anymore. And that's what I see in this world today. Praise God. It is so hard when nobody wants to respect authority anymore. Our young children don't even want to respect authority of policemen.
They just think they're supposed to talk to him and do whatever they want to do. You got to listen to me. And the police saying, listen to me. Well, how are we going to keep this thing together? Well, in Joshua 24:14-15, it said, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served in the other side, on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. If we're going to serve the Lord, we got to obey God. And obeying God is saying first, who first? We got to put who first? God first, man next, wife next, and then children. We got to get this thing in order. We need order. We need order. Verse 15. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye shall serve, whether it be the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood. Because you see, your father that wasn't saved, that means he was on the other side of the flood. And he did what he wanted to do. But if you're going to choose this day, the God that I serve, you got to get on the right side. My God, come on somebody now. The Lord choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which is on your fathers served that served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Man need to take a stand. Man need to take a stand in his home and be the man that God called him to be. Man need to take a stand for Jesus and serve the Lord with all his heart, his mind, and his soul. We have to go back to the beginning, people. We need to go back. I used to hear a song saying, let's go back to the old landmark. We got to go back to what Jesus has ordained. There is a plan that God has for his people. There is a pattern that's been set for his people. We got to serve on this side now, since you have crossed over, since you have accepted Jesus, since you're going to walk in his steps, we got to serve on the right side. We just can't serve where we want to do it. The flesh always wants to do what he wants to do. But you hear what Joshua said. Joshua said, for me and my house, he took a stand. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. That's where it comes. Making a choice of who. If we want our nation back, if we want our homes back, we have to make a choice of whom we're going to serve. Let's look at Noah, Genesis 6:5-14. And God saw that the wickedness, that's what I'm speaking of. We have so much wickedness in our land. And God saw it, and God still sees. Somebody better hear me. God saw it back then, and God still sees today. God saw the wickedness of man was so great in the earth that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord. That he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. It is still doing the same thing today to God, because God is calling us to repentance. God is calling us to repentance. Man not repenting. Man is going on having, he's giving in and out of marriage and having him a good time, drinking and getting drunk and having a good time. He said, I'm here to have a good time. They haven't crossed over. Praise God. And the Lord say, I will destroy men whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. Can we find grace again? These are the generation of Noah. Noah was just, was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with the Lord. God is calling man again to walk with him. God is calling man again to walk with him. I heard my pastor preach this morning. When you, some people come to church, some of them is listening, but they're not hearing. And God is calling us to both to listen and to hear what the word says in Revelation. Hear. He's calling us to hear. Just don't hear and don't listen. You got to put both of them together. Praise God. And Noah begot sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And that is what we see. We see so much violence. The earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And the God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room that shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it with within and without with pitch. God told Noah what to do in order to escape such a violent world. Take a look at this world today. We are living in such a violent world. Praise God. Praise God. When you take a good look at this word and recognize what is going on now, we need Jesus. We need Jesus to help us because so much is going on in our world. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. God gave a command to man. He gave this earth to man so that he can enjoy it, but not to be violent. Not, he said, over the creeping things, but not over man. We are to love each other. We are to help each other. We are to be a friend to each other. Praise God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at Genesis 2 and 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. See, God even put the saying in order so that we won't have to be alone. He said, I don't want man to be alone. I see that he'll be lonely by himself. So he made a helpmeet, but he made the helpmeet so you can get along with the helpmeet. That you can love each other. That you can all be together and be happy together. Divorce comes in. It's not happy.
divorce steps in. Genesis 3 and 14 says, praise God. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of God hated that so much, what man is doing. He said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cause the devil, all this sin here, I'm going to cause this devil to slide up on his belly. Let me tell you, there's going to be disruption, corruption, and everything, I'm telling you, upon this earth, because man is not carrying it out as God has said. Praise God. Genesis 18, 17 through 19. Praise God. 18, 17 through 19. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. How many men are commanding his household after God? Oh, my God. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. God wants us to look at these parables to live by. The Old Testament is for our learning. Yes. Let's look at Lot right quick before we go off. We're going to get off of Abraham and jump over there to Lot, the man who lost his family in transit. Oh, my God. Yes, Lot lost his family in transit. He had to leave them because they was into so much. Look at Genesis 12. Praise God. If you go back over there, just turn back a couple of leaves to Genesis 12. 1 through 5, God calls Abraham. And now the Lord said unto Abraham, go, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be. But God wants to make your name great. I'm telling you tonight, I hear it. God said, I want to make your name great if you be obedient. You shall eat the good of, oh, I hear it. God said, you can eat the good of the land if you just be obedient. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is speaking tonight. If you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. God said, I will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. Oh, praise God. Hear the word tonight coming forth. Oh, praise God. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into a land of Canaan, and to the land of Canaan they came. He had to leave some people behind, but only a very few he took with him, because there were some disobedient people. There's just some people that don't want to hear God. There are some people that just don't want the truth, no matter how you tell them, no matter how you walk, no matter what it looks like. Some people
don't want to hear the truth.
There is violence in the land.
There is destruction in the land. There is homosexuality. There is divorces. There is children doing away with babies, grown-ups, you name it. Everything that we can think of that God is saying no to, it's going on in the land. Let's look at another scripture while we have a little time. Genesis 13, 6 to 16. Praise God. 6 said, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmans of Abraham Calla and the herdmen of Lot Calla. There was strife. Somebody better underline these things in your Bible. There was strife took place, anger and bitterness. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. We got to learn how to be sisters and brothers in Christ again. I'm talking about the church now, because it's done boil over in the church. We need to know how to love in the church. We need to know how to love one another again, because it's been so much strife. Oh my God. We need to know how to love again. We need to know how to treat each other with much love. I won't have time, but I am finished with this chapter. But there are three more verses. Genesis 19, 5 through 8, Genesis 19, 24 to 26, and Genesis 30, 19, 30 through 38. Genesis 19, 30. We are talking about how things are going on in the country today. The fall of man is in the church. Man is falling from grace. Man is falling from leadership in his wife. Man is falling. Children are disobedient to parents. We have all kinds of things going on in the land today. We need to take a look back, cross over to the other side. Praise God. Hallelujah. And get out of, oh God, yes, out of the devil's way and get in God's way. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he lift up, may he give you peace. This week I pray that you be blessed this week. And just think about what's going on in our land and think about in whatever way that you can help someone to see the light. That maybe you can sow a seed in somebody's life that will help them to go forth as Abraham. That you will help them to know Jesus in a mighty way that will help our country. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.